Texte numéro 77. Math scores fell in nearly every US state and reading dipped. The National Assessment of Educational Progress exam sampled nearly 450,000 fourth and eighth graders in more than 10,000 schools between January and March 2022. The results offer the most definitive picture of the pandemic's devastating impact on students. In most states and across all demographic groups, millions of US school children have experienced troubling setbacks in both math and reading. In math, the results were especially devastating, representing the steepest declines ever recorded on the National Assessment Exam, which dates back to the early 1990s. In the test's first results since the pandemic began, math scores for eighth graders fell in nearly every state. A meagre 26% of eighth graders were proficient. Fourth graders fared only slightly better, with declines in 41 states. Just 36% of fourth graders were proficient in math. Reading scores also declined in more than half the states, continuing a downward trend that had begun even before the pandemic. Only about one in three students met proficiency standards, which means students have demonstrated competency and are on track for future success. And for the country's most vulnerable students, the pandemic has left them even further behind. The drops in their test scores were often more pronounced. The results in today's nation's report are appalling and unacceptable, said the Secretary of Education. This is a moment of truth for education. How we respond to this will determine not only our recovery, but our nation's standing in the world. The findings raise significant questions about where the country goes from here. Last year, the federal government made its largest single investment in American schools, $123 billion, or about $2,400 per student, to help students catch up. With the funding slated to expire in 2024, research suggests that it could take billions more dollars and several years for students to properly recover. The test results would reignite the debate over how long schools should have stayed closed, an issue that galvanised many parents and teachers. The bleak results underscored how closing schools hurt students. Decisions about how long to keep schools closed often varied, even within states, depending on the local school district and virus transmission rates, and other factors, such as poverty levels and a state's specific education policies, may also influence results. Students entering high school now may be missing foundational skills in algebra and geometry, which are critical for more advanced math classes. The scores for older students were particularly concerning because eighth grade is that gateway to more advanced mathematical course taking. Reading was less affected, perhaps in part because students received more help from parents during the pandemic. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2022.